producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. We're back in Minnesota, cold Minnesota, friends. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. If you'd like to check us out online, you know what to do. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. If you'd like to call in at any time over the next hour, please do. 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. Want to say thank you to Sam Brown, senior editor from SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, for covering the show on Monday, and Joe Messina from the Real Side out of California covering the show on Wednesday. Again, we appreciate you guys. As a matter of fact, we're going to pull up Brother Tim from SonsOfLibertyMedia.com in just a moment here. But before we do that, friends, I just want to highlight the fact that we're going to be talking about violation or violated with a smile on their face as the TSA laughs. Now, for those that have been listening over the last couple days, I've been in Tennessee, I've been in Texas, I've been in North Carolina, and again, back to cold Minnesota here over the last 3 days. So I'm going to share with you some personal experience with the TSA and their pretended unconstitutional authority and their violations. So I'm going to give you a firsthand witness to what I experienced once again with these people. These people love to target old people in wheelchairs, and they love to just continuously hand frisk people, like it or not, men, women, children. But the fact of the matter is, do you know the history of the TSA? Do you know the fruit of the TSA, who they are, and the crimes that they have been committing against we the people? Well, you're about to find that out in just a couple minutes. But before we get to that, we're going to pull up Tim Brown, senior editor from SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, giving us an update as to what's taking place out in Oregon this past week. Hey, Brother Tim, thank you for joining us. We appreciate your time. What's going on out there in Oregon? What are your inside tell? What is it telling you today?
Well, I listened to for about 2 hours today, actually, at the guys who walked out of the refuge. All of the people, the last four people, walked out of the refuge. The first three went very, you know, peacefully and quietly and on. The last guy sat there for about 2 hours, sort of contemplating suicide, not wanting to turn himself in because he had various warrants on him, and he was not one who had some kind of deal that he had made, is what he said. He eventually walked out. I guess that was about maybe an hour and a half ago or so. So all of those people are out there. I think Franklin Graham was out there at the checkpoint to meet with him, and so was a Nevada Assemblywoman, Michelle Fiore, out there as well. And that was at least nobody died during that. The other thing that I'm getting immediately after that was a friend of mine called, a contributor to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Jim White, and said that Oath Keepers media director had passed along some information that they're trying to confirm that there are 68 warrants that have been issued against Americans who stood alongside Cliven Bundy in 2014 in the Bundy Ranch siege, and also Took a stand in between the whole Sugar Pine Mountain incident that happened up in Oregon, in between those people and the Bureau of Land Management there. And so they're trying to verify that. But we do know this. We know that one of the guys who left the refuge center just before LaVoy Finicum was killed, Blaine Cooper, he was arrested this morning. That's according to his wife's Facebook page. We know Victoria Sharp, who was one of the eyewitnesses who was in the truck with LaVoy, the one that we have the audio for on the story about Finica's murder, she was the one saying they shot him, his hands were up, and then they riddled their car with bullets. Reports are, I've been yet to confirm any of it, but the reports are that her family's house has been surrounded. There have been two other people. One of them has been Cliven Bundy's bodyguard since October. He goes by the name Skipper, and there's another man by the name of Joker J. So I assume these are sort of code names to keep their name hidden from who they are. Apparently, had went to meet each other last night at a Walmart around 9 o'clock and arrived in separate vehicles, and the FBI tackled them. The one guy has minor injuries. Nothing was said as far as the other guy. So those are a couple that... And I'm working on a story here from the information that I've been passed along. So that's kind of it in a nutshell of things that I've been
getting. Let me ask you something, though, Tim. What happened to the Bill of Rights, Amendment 1, where it clearly states, are the right of the people peaceably to assemble, to petition the government for redress of grievances? And see, this is what I want to get out there, Tim, is what the federal government, who is now working for the thugs, they're playing the useful idiots to those that mean to control and do at will what they seem to do at will, when they want to do it and how they want to do it, regardless if it's lawful or not. Why is nobody talking about the fact that Clinton is selling uranium from Bundy and Hammond Ranches to Russians to fund her presidential campaign? This is all over the web. And yet here's the federal government to come in and squelch free speech and put out there through the state-run narrative that these are a bunch of militia whacks, when in fact they're trying to wake up the American people to the fact that their federal government is selling off uranium ore from underneath of these ranchers that are saying, go no further? Come on.
Yeah, well, you know something's up. You know it's drastically wrong when the ACLU wants to defend even those like Pete Santilli, who was arrested out there. They're going to stand up for him because they're saying you can't be arresting a guy just because he was reporting stuff and you want to put bogus charges on him. So you know something's up when that's going on. But yeah, there's this idea that we're arresting people for exercising their rights, both to carry on, keep and bear arms, and to speak out and to peaceably assemble. And the only violent actions that we have seen in this entire situation came at the hands of government agents who murdered LaVoy Finicum. We didn't see any kind, and if people want to say, well, he was reaching, well, if he was reaching, he would have drew out a gun, and nobody saw him draw out a gun. There's no doubt in my mind.
Let's take it a couple steps back. Why would the federal government ambush him on the side of a highway where nobody was to be found whatsoever, outside of snipers and trees, armed federal agents concerning the individual that they shot and killed, willing to kill everybody inside of the truck? The girl said that the truck was riddled with bullets. She said 160 yep. shots were fired. That's what she said. And now here we are trying to figure out what's going on in Oregon. America, you need to wake up, because the bottom line here, friends, is it does affect each and every one of us, regardless if you want to admit it or not. We're going to come right back after this break, friends. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Thank you, Tim, for joining us. We appreciate you very much, and thank you for the update as to what's going on out there in Oregon. 1-866-582-9933.
If you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, please go to Facebook, Bradley Dean Double E, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, and Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook. Interestingly enough, I noticed that Facebook, we have three different outlets, and it's interesting to note that Facebook used to post an outreach of about 3 million people per page per week. Per week. That's correct. And we were trying to figure out what's going on out there, because when I went back and I got my weekly update from Facebook, who seems to be selling out day by day incrementally, as another useful idiot, friends, said Vladimir Lenin, to the system that means to destroy the system in which Facebook puts itself upon, or should I say what it puts its footing upon. They need to realize they're giving themselves over that mean to ruin everything that Facebook is established upon. But we noticed that they dropped the number, so they got us going to about 1 million people on all three websites per week. And folks, I got almost 500,000 friends. Isn't that interesting to note? And isn't it also interesting to note that when you do a Google search, all your enemies and what they write about you seems to pop up on the front page? And yet when you go to the pages of those that are destroying your country, you can't find anything negative on their website or on the Google search. It sounds like someone's manipulating things from the back. And I want to tell you what, if that comes to our front door, rest assured we will lawfully deal with these people, friends. And you know what's going on. You know that this is going on in your country. They are manipulating unlawfully, friends, traffic that we are to get. And those that mean to come to who we are, or maybe just find us out in the mix, well, for some reason, that's being stifled. And this is happening all across the board concerning the conservative outlets or Christian outlets, friends. You have great need, friends, to have a care as to what's going on in your country today. Because if they'll do this in a green tree, can you imagine what they'll do in a dry tree? I mean, right during the first segment, friends, we were talking with Tim Brown, and we were talking about the indictments that are being handed out by the federal government concerning those that they work for. And the protesters that are protesting the government and corrupt officials in government that are selling out their land from underneath of their feet to foreign enemies within, namely the Russians, concerning uranium ore. And yet nobody's talking about that, and I'm talking about the state-controlled narrative. No, because they don't want to shake you up. They don't want to startle you into action. They don't want to put you in a position where you actually mean what you say by having to stand up and deal with the crime at hand. They want you to believe that it's not really happening. Matter of fact, when we're talking about what's going on over there concerning the Oregon ranchers, isn't it interesting how people just say, well, that's not what the state-controlled media says? No, of course not. They mean to demonize them, friends. They want you to believe that they're criminals. Now, when in fact, friends, they're the patriots fighting against crime, just like your forefathers did 240 years ago. I mean, just think about this again. Ranchers are protesting government today, corruption in government, for selling their land to the Russians in the United States of America to maintain their presidential campaigns. All fingers pointed at the Clintons once again. And America goes to sleep at night. And furthermore, again, they're handing out indictments concerning the protesters. Friends, they have a right to protest. What is the federal government so afraid of? Or should I say, what are those that are using government agencies so afraid of? They're afraid of the fact that you might actually catch on to the fact that that's exactly what they're doing. And friends, that's called treason. But I want to say this to all those that are complicit with the crimes of corruption in government. The treason they commit, you are just as guilty as, in fact, for doing nothing when you should stand up and do everything. You are just as guilty as the crimes that they perpetuate upon the American people for standing there or sitting there and doing nothing. I'm sorry, sitting there and doing nothing in the face of crime concerning our government. We're in some serious time, friends. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. You know what's going on in Oregon? It reminds me as to what's going on concerning the Attorney General, this new criminal, Loretta Lynch, working for the administration, taking orders from the criminal in the White House, who's taking orders from other criminals. Remember, friends, Bill Clinton, in his confusion, blurted the truth out when he said, there's a government inside of this government that I have no control over. So don't think, friends, that they're just doing everything that they want to do. They're doing that, but there's limitations concerning their puppet master as well. And really what it comes down to is, again, God is in control of all things. Either you're under the blessings or you're under the curses. America, welcome to the curses. Welcome to the curses. But it reminds me of the Attorney General who's just taking her orders from Barack Hussein Obama. I mean, this is the lady that has been told to basically zero in on anybody that disagrees with the New World Order at length. And that's really what it comes down to. Like it or not, that's what it comes to. I mean, remember what the pedophile Henry Kissinger said? Those that resist the New World Order, those are the terrorists. Yeah, we know all about that. And that's exactly who she's working for, to her own demise, and to the demise of her own posterity. And furthermore, maybe some of these black folks in government want to do a little of their homework and understand that these globalists are the greatest of racists, but they haven't figured that much out yet neither. Well, the fact of the matter is, we have Attorney General, if you want to call her that, of injustice, Loretta Lynch. And by the way, when you watch her on TV, she seems, or when you watch her on news feeds, I'm sorry, because I haven't watched TV in quite some time, probably 20 years now. But these news feeds, they kind of highlight the personality of these people. She seems like a really cool lady that has a disdain for everything that we are in this country. That's the sad part about it. But just think about it. She is the one that's actually indicting the people in parallel to that which is going on in Oregon. The protesters, you know, they want to indict the protesters, which they have a right to do. But going over to the issue of abortion, she wants to indict The ones that actually expose, now check this out, she wants to indict those that actually expose Planned Parenthood for selling baby parts. Now do you understand why Christ was crucified? Because they were being uncovered, and they did everything within their power to make sure that they stay covered. And when we're talking about federal government, you need to understand many of these agencies, friends, work for corrupt politicians. It's their job to protect the corrupt politician from the people, not the other way around. Read Isaiah 59 when you get a moment. But folks, without further ado, I think you kind of get the point here. Again, if you'd like to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933, and yes, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. Why? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brain turns someone else's head. We want to show you the problem, for by the laws, the knowledge of sin, Romans 3:20, we want to show you the problem, and we want to show you the reason your sin is before a just and a holy God, by the Holy Ghost, who brings forth the fruit of repentance, Isaiah 66:2, that you might put your faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. The law will drive you to the foot of the cross where it can do no more. We want to show you the problem, but we also want to give you the answer. Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Show you the problem, give you the knowledge, empower the people. The hope is found in what you do with the truth given unto you. There it is. Do all that you can do in a nutshell, friends, and leave the results up to God. But make sure that you belong to Him first and foremost. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, friends. Supreme Court puts EPA's climate control fraud against the states on hold. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Supreme Court, man. Thank you. Thank you so much for actually acknowledging the laws that we're all ruled by, right? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Founders stress Christianity's significance. Today's public indoctrination centers are considered Christian-free zones. I want to keep you in check as to what you're getting from the state-controlled media. Keep in mind, the narrative is to cause the people to believe that there's nothing that can be done. Nothing can be further from the truth. But I want to say this. If you're on God's side, it's a good place to be because hell itself can surround you. Read Psalm 27 and you still have the victory in Jesus' name because we're made more than conquerors through Him that loved us. But on the other hand, you can have all the people for you and you can stand against God. The odds are the same, friends. Again, the blessings or the cursings. It doesn't matter. The face of the Lord is set against those that do wickedness. I want you to understand this hopelessness comes to the truth and the lies that you're swallowing. Again, read Isaiah 59, friends. It tells us that they hatch cockatrice eggs and weave the spider's web. He that eateth of their eggs and that which is crushed breaketh out into a viper. But it says he that eateth their eggs dieth. Folks, it's all premised on a lie. We're going to come right back, friends, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. And then also what we're going to do, friends, is we're going to get violated with a smile on their faces as the TSA laughs. We're going to come right back to that in just a couple minutes. On the other side of this break, 1-866-582-9933. Check out SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. One more shout out, 1-866-582-9933. I just want to say and make one quick comment concerning what we were talking about during the first and second segment. What is the message of corruption in government, regardless of who they're using to do their biddings for them? What's the message? See what we do to those people that protest us? See what we do to the people that mean to tell you the truth about the crimes that we're committing. That's what they're doing. Friends, who's done more to shut down whistleblowers from within than this administration? Nobody. They don't want people telling on them, friends. They want to commit crime free from restraint at will. Which is only a temporary fix until they meet the great judge of all, which all roads lead to the judgment seat of Christ, like it or not. Read Hebrews 9. That's the message. And here's my message. We ain't asking the devil for permission to obey God. It's better to obey God than tyrants. And there's our message. But the American people need to come together and mean what they say and execute the laws unto justice concerning all that are to be ruled by the law. Well, America, now you know. Violated with a smile on their faces, the TSA laughs. Those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety, said Benjamin Franklin. Now, as you know, friends, this last week on my travels through Tennessee, we stopped in Texas, stopped in North Carolina, and back to cold Minnesota. While doing the work of the ministry, of course, I could not help but notice the people of this country being entertained once again out of their freedoms through the Super Bowl. The televisions are filled with the lust of the flesh, 1 John 2:16, sports Jeremiah 11:13, and CIA diversions, while the newspaper stands are filled with lies and propaganda. Read Isaiah 59. Now, while on a plane, I watched as the grown-ups of this country were playing casino games, Exodus 2017, read it when you get a moment. They were playing casino games on their phones or watching dirty movies, Matthew 5:28, read that when you get a moment, that the airlines hand out as an only option. Well, that's all we have for you to actually view, saith they. And the women, of course, on the airplanes were getting caught up with the local Hollywood gossip through their favorite fallen stars. Folks! This is not an underestimation concerning the demoralization of the American people at large. It sickens me to the core. But of course, before all of this could be seen, I noticed that the American people were happily being violated with smiles on their face by the Transportation Security Administration, the TSA. This is an agency, by the way, that has no constitutional authority whatsoever, and since its inception has not thwarted one act of violence towards the American people. Not one act of violence towards the American people. Not one act of violence towards the American people. But of course, old ladies in wheelchairs are targeted. Yep, we've seen this again almost every time without fail. We see someone in a wheelchair, which just happens to fall to the lot of the older or the elderly, friends, without fail. They're targeted by the TSA. Men and women being illegally frisked up and down, like it or not. And, of course, orders were given by the unqualified and immoral. And through the vetting process, I told the TSA agent that she does not need to be grabbing my items in the scanning trays. As a matter of fact, I put them all in the tray and I pushed them through. And she put her hand on my tray and started to move things around. And I said, "You don't need to be touching my stuff in my tray." She didn't like that, but I wasn't asking for her permission, again, to put her hands or to tell her to put her hands off of my personal belongings. Now, in saying that, friends, I told her to read the Amendment 4 of the Bill of Rights. And what she did is she snarkily and disdainfully stated that she's already done so. She literally did it with a little chuckle coming out of her mouth. Like, look at what I can do. Look what I'm doing to the people. I'm violating them at will, and there's nothing you can do about it if you want to get on one of these airplanes. That was exactly her criminal behavior, friends. And, of course, this all comes on the heels of this administration opening the doors as wide as they can by allowing illegal Muslim refugees into the United States of America while you're being illegally violated through the TSA. Now, on the other hand, as many as have been aware of the TSA's pretended authority, this organization has been found to be nothing less than sexually perverted criminals, fact, thieves, fact, drug traffickers, fact, and traitors to their own country, fact. And by the way, just like those that allowed them to be put into those positions. Again, it's the American people that are smiling as they're being violated. Why? Because they feel safer now that I have one of these perverts, thieves, and traitors actually putting their hands on me. Matter of fact, right when I got into Tennessee and we were coming through back to Minnesota here, it's interesting to note that a guy said, one of the TSA agents, "Look at them, friends. Tell me they're right in the head, first and foremost. They're looking for the baser sort, you can rest assured, and the baser sort they have to do their biddings," talking about corruption in government. But interestingly enough, one guy said, "Put your hands out." Not, "Can you please put your hands out? You are suspect." No, what the American government is doing since September 11th, friends, do you not realize they are accusing every single person that walks through those lines as a terrorist? They are accusing every single American citizen as being a suspect concerning terrorism in this country. I do want you to understand that. But this guy, he put his hands up, "Oh, sure, no problem." And he swipes his hand, and then the TS agent willfully puts his hand down and starts to go through his little computer process to make sure that there's no bomb powder on his hands before he gets on an airplane. I mean, forget those Muslims with ties, friends. Don't even think about them. Oh, just hang on a second. But he did it with a smile on his face, and I thought to myself, how sick is America? See, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. That's the Fourth Amendment of the Bill of Rights. The rights that God gave them of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. These are the same people coming for your guns. These are the same people coming for your freedom of speech. You know, interestingly enough, just this week, friends, the President of the United States, he's being drawn upon from an atheist organization in America. They want his attention to do something that no other president has ever done in the history of America. Well, he's done a whole lot of that, friends, with the permission of the American people. But it's interesting that when I confronted the President of the United States of America, I didn't get just one letter back from the White House. I got two letters back from the White House. When I confronted the President of the United States with abortion, the murder of the innocent in the womb, and homosexuality, sodomy. Both times I've got letters back from the White House, and I thank the President for acknowledging this ministry. Thank you very much. We appreciate that gratefully. But how come that wasn't headline news? I mean, folks, what's going on in your country is just over the top. They show you what they want to show you, and they don't show you what you do want to know, and which adds to the strength of your virtue and morality in this country, because that's the furthest thing they want, friends, is you to be a strong people. That's why they're trying to break you down 24/7. But again, friends, read Fourth Amendment of the Bill of Rights. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. It's being violated every day, every second in this country through the TSA. And of course, all of these violations of law is said to protect the people of this country from the big, bad terrorists. Hold on, America. Hold on. As a reminder, terrorism, originally defined in the Oxford Dictionary, is government by intimidation, is the definition of the word terrorism. Terrorism, originally defined in the Oxford Dictionary as government by intimidation. Now, just last week, we found headlines across the country that the Department of Homeland Security ordered its agents, to delete records of hundreds of Muslims with terror ties. Our civil liberties are being violated as Obama's Homeland Security scrubs records of hundreds of Muslim terrorists. Folks, these are headlines last week. But you're being violated by the TSA on a daily basis from those that the White House has given pardon to. The American people will still not take issue with these criminals, even when it comes out of their own mouths. Does anyone recall when the Department of Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson, who was babbling on when you're in the airport, if you see anything, say something. If you see it, tattle on your neighbor. Do you remember when Jay Johnson said, my job is to give voice to the plight of Muslims? And yet throughout the airport, friends, that's all you see. If they're not serving your coffee, if they're not sweeping the floors, if they're not security now, if they're not serving food at the restaurants, folks, this all coming from those that we have been inundated by the state-controlled narrative that Muslims are the problem in any country. Now that doesn't apply because we have a different administration. But throughout the airports, you see Muslims everywhere. Folks, you should have seen what it was like in Tennessee. Driving down the road, it was like, whoa, what's going on here? The Bible Belt. Oh, but keep in mind, too, America, the professed lack of Christianity in the professed churches of America, they're the ones with open arms welcoming Muslim refugees who are not paying attention to what's going on in France and Germany. As over in Europe, the countries are being plundered by these people. America, when is it time that you're going to wake up to what's going on? Because it reminds me of the German SS officer, Joseph Mengele, who said, the more we do to you, the less you seem to believe that we're the ones doing it. We're going to take a quick break. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is James White from Northwest Liberty News and fruitforliberty.com, and I want to take a moment to speak to you about a website that I gladly contribute to and visit often. I'm speaking about the website Sons of Liberty Media, founded by my friend and fellow freedom lover Bradley Dean. Bradley has provided the cure for the disease of lies and disinformation so prevalent today.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Average weight lost in the study was 8.3 pounds of 4.2 inches total in first month. Results vary. Call to cancel within 14 days and return remaining non-frozen food for a refund, less return shipping. Free shakes with first order only.
All right, guys. The holidays are over and we have got some weight to lose. Let's do this. It's going to take pizza, some pasta, some chicken parm. Great foods. All part of the awesome new Turbo 10 program from Nutrisystem. You'll love it. Money back guaranteed. Lose up to 10 pounds and 5 inches in your first month. Look, you keep putting it off, you'll keep putting it on. So call Nutrisystem today and get 4 weeks of delicious meals and 1 week of Nutrisystem's new Turbo Shakes free. Packed with protein plus probiotics to help support digestive health and bust that gut. You'll also get a week of NutriCrush Shakes to crush hunger free. Come on, lose up to 10 pounds and 5 inches in your first month. Call 866-987-THIN. 866-987-THIN. Make the call. 866-987-THIN.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. Tim Brown, senior editor, Sons of Liberty Media.com, just posted that Oath Keepers media director investigating 68 warrants issued for those who stood at Bundy Ranch, Oregon refuge. And again, friends, just wanted to stay on top of what we were talking about during the first segment. Do check it out, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We're talking about violated with a smile on their face as the TSA laughs. Folks, as they give their finger to you, just like this administration has, over and over and over again. Now, interestingly enough, we were just talking about how you're led to believe that the TSA is there for your protection, but we found just last week, again, headlines across the country that state the Department of Homeland Security ordered its agents to delete records of hundreds of Muslims with hair ties. Another headline, our civil liberties are being violated as Obama's Homeland Security scrubs records of hundreds of Muslim terrorists. Does anyone recall when the Department of Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson said, not too far back, my job is to give voice to the plight of the Muslims? And right before the last break, friends, I highlighted the fact that German SS officer Joseph Mengele said, the more we do to you, the less you seem to believe that we're the ones doing it. No, friends, just take your head and put it in the sand and act like it's not going on. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, lawlessness, the son of destruction, perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God. That's why they call him a narcissist. Or that is worshipped so that he, as God, sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God, acting as if he's a Christian. Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things? And now you know that withholdeth that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of lawlessness, iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let it, until he be taken out of the way. In other words, all you useful idiots are being used momentarily. Because at length you will be taken out of the way by those that you were working for. You lie and kill and steal for those that lie and kill and steal. John 10:10. Going back. And then shall the wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. 2 Thessalonians 2:3-12. Now, I know that people in this country are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms in which they are accustomed. Read the Declaration of Independence, America. See, they would like, Americans would like to refuse the biblical truth as to what is going on in their own country. Leviticus 26, Deuteronomy 28, and to their own demise. Yet there are those that are unwilling to close their eyes as to what is going on in their own backyards and who it is that is responsible, regardless if you believe it or not. For your own sakes, America, take responsibility, Acts 20, verse 21, and act while while you still have the time to do so. Now, before the end of the show, of course, I had to highlight this because I didn't want to be accused of giving you information that I couldn't back up once again. Friends, I'm always accused of those things that I don't do. But interestingly enough, theft, pedophilia, murder among TSA employee crimes. These are just a few of the crimes with which Transportation Security Administration TSA employees have been charged with in recent years. The TSA's dismissal record of properly recruiting and screening its employees is the subject of a new report from Congressman Marsha Blackburn. Oh, by the way, when I was in Memphis, Tennessee, this was right after the TSA was implemented. And by the way, the airports do not have to have them, just so you know. But interestingly enough, I put my computer through a checkpoint, and of course, when I got back to Minneapolis, guess what was missing, friends? My computer. And then when we actually sent forth a report to the TSA that our computer was ripped off, they denied any wrongdoing. As if to suggest that, well, it just disappeared, and as if to say it wasn't there in the first place. In other words, they're not guilty of anything. Now, 15 of the cases involve the theft of airplane passengers' possessions. While the TSA officers are required to screen all passengers' possessions before letting passengers board planes, a number of these officers have been helped, and they have helped themselves to cash, debit cards, laptop, computers, iPads, and even painkillers. Friends, there's many documentaries on the TSA, by the way. A screener at the Fort Lauderdale Hollywood International Airport lifted up over $50,000 worth of electronics from, well, the passengers going to get on the airplane and from the people he was supposedly to be serving, often selling them on the internet before his shift had even ended. As a matter of fact, screeners at New York's John F. Kennedy International Airport have stolen tens of thousands of dollars in cash. Two who swiped $40,000 got a whopping 6 months jail term for their crimes. Soft judges produce what? Hardened criminals? Yep. As of a year ago, 500 TSA officers had been fired or suspended for stealing from passengers and their luggage since 2001. You can check out hotair.com if you'd like to. Theft is followed closely by sex crimes and child pornography charges, with 14 such incidents listed in Blackburn's report. Six TSA employees were charged with possession of child pornography. These are the ones that just have to put their hands on the people, namely the kids. One of them got caught because he uploaded explicit pictures of young girls to an internet site on which he also posted a photograph of himself in his TSA uniform. You just can't make this stuff up, friends. 8 others were charged variously with, well, child molestation, rape, including child rape, and even running a prostitution ring. These are the TSA agents. And not to figure out why persons possessing such, well, such goods would seek jobs where they would be able to, well, grope other people's private parts with impunity. Of course, that's why they're doing it. Folks, if you look at, Florida itself, you go to Disney. You go to the little kiddie parks out in Disney, friends. We have seen over the last year or two or three, isn't it interesting how many pedophiles have been busted, even pedophile rings from employees that were working at them parks? Again, friends, don't act like it's not going on, but keep in mind, these are the kids in public schools that are being indoctrinated to accept this lifestyle. And again, keep in mind, if I was to go into a public school and tell them what I just told you with details, guess what? I'd be arrested. But not if it comes from their textbooks, friends. Surely those that are writing the textbooks, and keep in mind, all of the 50 states in this country, if they're giving misinformation in school books, they can be lawfully dealt with. There should be a lawsuit in every given state in this country concerning what's going on in the public schools today. No question about it. Universal's another one. It wasn't just Walt Disney and Disney parks. It was also Universal that was busted having these pedophiles that were a part of these pedophile rings, child rape and pornography laid to their charge. Just saying, friends. And by the way, speaking of, how do I say that? Let me say this. These people are looking for jobs where they can lawfully grope other people's private parts with impunity so they're not held accountable for their crimes. So speaking of which, on such viewing precipitated one of the 5 incidences of assault concerning the TSA, Rolando Negrin, a TSA screener at Miami International Airport, beat one of his coworkers for making fun of the size of his genitalia after spotting it during a body scanner training exercise. Another assaulted an airport employee over a parking space. So another, friends, to add on to all of this, still another threw a cup of hot coffee at an American Airlines pilot who asked her and other TSA workers to refrain from using profanity on duty. Apparently that was unreasonable, and it was an unreasonable request, friends, as far as she was concerned. Folks, I've got only one more moment, but I want you to understand that you can find all of this on sonsoflibertymedia.com. It will be posted tomorrow morning. The name of the article, friends, again, is Violated with a Smile on Their Face as the TSA Laughs. Folks, other charges, also drug dealing, other charges, all on video, friends. Other charges, also murder, and we can go on and on concerning the TSA. So for anybody to stand back after the information that I just gave them and say they make me feel safer, I want to say this, you're beyond help.
That's exactly right. And how many people who have traveled through any type of airport know exactly what you're talking about? We're here exposing what needs to be exposed, whether or not it's lies in the media, the TSA, the government, whatever the case might be, we're bringing forth the truth. And if you want to be a part of making that happen, please go now to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty, and you can support us on a monthly basis. We appreciate all of you sons and daughters of liberty out there.
Folks, again, truth sets men free. To whom the Son maketh free is free indeed. Open your eyes, America. Put your face towards heaven as a flint and don't stop until he answers. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. See ya.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885.
or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.